What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
And good morning. We welcome you in however you may be listening, whether you are listening at 1410 AM or 102.3 FM. Maybe you're listening on the website, WSCW AM, or maybe you're listening on the News Talk app. However you may be listening, we welcome you in to episode number 11 of My Town, Your Town. And I am humbled to serve as the host of this radio program, My Town, Your Town. I am Jim Strawn. And this show is about, we hope that you've been listening, you know what this show is about. The show is about good people, good organizations, grassroots organizations doing good work to make your town, my town and your town a better place to live, learn, work, and play. We're talking about various municipalities throughout the state of West Virginia, the Kanawha Valley, and the Charleston surrounding area. So sit back and relax for the next hour. We have a great show coming up. It is America's birthday weekend, the 4th of July weekend is here. We hope you have a good one shaped up. We hope that you enjoy all the festivities that are being offered throughout our community, especially the Charleston Stern Rail Regatta, which started today, June the 30th, and it will last about 4 or 5 days. Lots of fun there. So we have three guests with us today. We're going to be talking with my buddy Bill, Bill Hotsopoulos. Bill is the proprietor, owner, manager, operator, whatever you want to call him. He has all kinds of different hats that he wears. He works with the Country Roads Pet Resort, and he's got a little event that he's going to be having this weekend, a little cookout out there at Country Roads Pet Resort. Plus, I wanted to catch up with him and talk about his service and his business. He does a great business for all of you folks out there that have fur babies. Then we're going to catch up with my buddy Adam Harris. And Adam has a lot of different hats, but he is really into this Sternwheel Slamboree. It's a wrestling event that's happening at the Slack Plaza in Charleston tomorrow, Saturday, July the 1st. So we're going to catch up with Adam and talk all things wrestling. Our producer shaking his head like, oh, that'll be interesting. And it will be interesting. And Adam's an interesting cat. And he's just a great dude. And he's great for us to have in the Kanawha Valley. Then we're going to end our show talking with Libby Ballard. Libby, she wears lots of hats as well, but we're going to talk with her about one of the Storm Wheel Regatta's favorite events, the Wiener Dog Races. That's right. It's time for the Wiener Dog Races once again down at Magic Island. That'll be happening tomorrow down there. We'll catch up with Libby Ballard. I believe Libby's going to call in, so if it sounds a little bit different, she will not be in studio, but we're going to catch up with her and talk all things Wiener Dog Races. And if you, it's a fundraiser as well for the Fix'em Clinic, and we're going to talk with her about the Fix'em Clinic, what the Fix'em Clinic is all about. They've been operating for about 4 years now up at 102D Drive up in the Players Club area, up past, off of Hillcrest Drive, up past the YMCA, and they do spay-neuter, and they do it at a nice low cost. So we're going to talk with Libby Ballard about the Fix'em Clinic, the Wiener Dog Races. We're going to talk with Adam about Slamboree, the Sternwheel Slamboree, and we're going to talk with Bill Hotsopoulos. I turn to my left now. And I know you can't see me turn to my left because it's radio, and I do have a face for radio. And if you think I have a face for radio, you should see this face. Thank God you're not. My brother, Bill. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. You look good. I'm just kidding. You're a good-looking man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. So we met each other, I don't know, a couple, 2 or 3 years ago. What do you call yourself? Are you the owner, president, manager? What is your role?
Let's just say I'll be the manager.
You'll be the manager of Country Roads Pet Resort. And to put Country Roads Pet Resort in perspective for some of our listeners who may remember the Shamrock Stables, right?
We bought Shamrock Stables probably about 4 years ago. Okay. We were able to revamp it, and we do boarding, we do daycares, we do bathing, we do a little bit of grooming. We're just the facility to bring your dog. We have wide open yards. We try to have dogs in group plays all through the day.
Which I think differentiates you from other, you know, boarding places. We have some great ones here. I could name a lot of some great boarding places. But a little bit of what sets you apart, Bill, I think, is you have about 6, 7, maybe 8 acres, and you let the doggies and cats, mostly doggies, run and play right all day long.
They play all day. if your dog gets along with other dogs, if it doesn't, we have an air loan situation where they get out most of the day, but they're not out with other animals. And you know, our goal is to keep your dog happy and tired. And you know, a happy dog is a tired dog. So,
and a tired dog is a happy dog.
Is a happy dog. I know we're kind of focused on how we can make Charleston the most pet friendliest state on the planet, and that's kind of where we're heading now. And
I've talked with you for a couple years, and that still remains a mission, a goal, a lifelong purpose, if you will. You want the city of Charleston and the Kanawha Valley and the state of West Virginia to be even more pet friendly, business pet friendly than it is now. So with that being said, and we're going to talk about some of your ideas for that, but why are you so passionate about that? I know, but tell the audience, talk to the audience about your background. You came in from California, and I remember meeting with you, and you said you would go for a cup of coffee, and you every step you would take to get a cup of coffee at the coffee shop, you had to step over a puppy dog.
And that's in Carmel, California.
Carmel, California.
One of the most beautiful places in the world. In California.
It is.
Carmel
is
beautiful.
Right.
And there's not a restaurant you don't go into and not step. People go to eat at restaurants there just to see somebody's dog. They don't really want to see another person.
It's a little different than here, right?
Yeah. A little different. We have dog restrictions, and I'm not sure why. And so, you know, we kind of, it's been my goal for a long time, you know, to just, I think the more pet friendly we are, the bigger industry will come. And I think it'll just, you know,
I remember a couple of years ago doing some research with you, and I think we used a market in Tennessee, a big city down there, about the economic value of making businesses more pet friendly. And I wish I would have pulled that research out, because now I can't pull it out of my head. But the gist of it was, hey, if you're more pet friendly, it's going to bring more, you know, people down to your business. It's going to bring more people into town. And I think it was like 85% of the American population not only has a pet, but think of their pets probably fonder than the rest of their family members. I mean, it's such a family member, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So
we like dogs more than people.
That seems to be the trend right now, and it's probably for a good reason.
Yeah.
Pets are unconditional, loving us.
Unconditional.
And so what are some things that you'd like to see, you know, Country Roads Pet Resort? And I know you're working on I think you established a foundation, a 501c3. But what are some things that you want that, the Woofy Foundation? You have
Woofy's University.
University.
And our goal with that was just to make Charleston friendly, pet friendly. We want to put dog parks in where, you know, where we can, and we'd be willing to fund them. We want to, you know, get all the boarding facilities together and work together and see if we can't just kind of make it pop. Make it, you know.
So simple.
Dog bowls in restaurants.
So yeah, dog bowls in
biscuits,
restaurants.
You know,
treats in restaurants. Treats in various businesses, coffee shops, and so forth. And just simple things like, you know, maybe purchasing some disposal, you know, some gloves to pick up doggy droppings. Put in some places for doggies to go use the restroom downtown. Put in some grass spots.
We would sponsor all that. I mean, I would love to see it happen.
That's great foresight, Bill. We're talking with Bill Hatsopoulos. He is the owner of Country Roads Pet Resort. Tell the folks exactly where Country Roads Pet Resort is. I have it in front of me.
Country Roads Pet Resort is 173 Foxhound Lane. It's off of Kanawha State Forest Road, right where you'd go right to go up Kanawha State Forest or go left up Clark Road. That's our driveway. Come by and visit anytime.
And a little broader, if you're heading down Quarter G or up Quarter G, whatever you call it, into the Southridge shopping area, it's the Davis Creek exit, and you'll go out there a couple of miles to get a hold of Country Roads Pet Resort. Country Roads Pet Resort, area code 304-989-2393. 989-2393. You can also go to I didn't do the website. What's the website, Bill?
It's countryroadspetresort.com.
countryroadspetresort.com. countryroadspetresort.com. You mostly board puppy dogs, but you board kitty cats as well, right?
We board cats. I've had a couple hamsters. I've had frogs. I've had snakes. I've had rabbits. We've had pretty much...
Yeah.
Pretty much everything. We stay away from horses because, you know, they're a little too big for our kennel.
But the irony of that is it was a horse stable.
It was a beautiful horse stable, yeah. And the Kirks are very, very awesome. Very, very, very awesome people.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped us along the way every way they can. Probably one of the most loving families I've ever met.
How many... Summertime's busy for you.
Busy.
How many doggies, how many fur babies, how many dogs, kitty cats can you board, you know, with everybody being safe and they're getting good care?
So we're supposed to be able to take 100. I stop at 70.
You're licensed at for 100, but you have about 70 is about what you can handle.
I stop at 70. You know, it gets kind of stressful after that. So mm-hmm. We're pretty much filling up all through the summer. So
that's nice.
You know, with the clients we've had, we've been getting a lot of new clients also.
Let's do a little pitch here. You can handle 70, and I think some of that is just, you know, some of the physical space, but I think some of that too sometimes, Bill, is you want to have a nice ratio with people that are working there,
right,
with the doggies and the boarders. If somebody would, and when I say somebody, most of us do love animals. If you have someone who loves animals or you love animals and you like maybe a part-time job or even a full-time job, or you think, gosh, this sounds like a really cool place to work, which I can vouch for, folks. I've been out there a bunch. I've been out there with my puppies, and it is a great place to work. Bill, you're always recruiting people who want to help you at Country Roads Pet Resort, right?
We are always hiring. I have a pretty good staff right now. I could use a couple more people always. We do have an event coming up Saturday.
We're going to talk about that. Hold that thought.
And so I was going to say, we do need bodies for that. But yeah, it's if you're looking for work, please come out.
Again, if you like working with puppies and kitty cats and you think this might be a cool place to work, and trust me that it is, Country Roads Pet Resort, give Bill a call at 304-989-2393, 989-2393, countryroadspetresort.com. He can handle, like you said, about 70 animals, 70 dogs, and they have plenty of room to run. He's got great kennel spots there, and there's even a house on the property, and some of the doggies, you know, they get to stay in the house. I mean, you live high in the hog out there if you're a puppy dog.
Yeah, high in the hog in Bill's room.
In Bill's room, right. He'll take you right into the room. We are talking with Bill Hatsopoulos. He is the owner of Country Roads Pet Resort. And I met him a couple of years ago. He was a big supporter of Moses Auto Group Live on the levee. And last October, I worked closely with him, and we did a doggy fest out there. And you brought your doggies, and we had hot dogs and games and fun and band and music. And Bill likes to have events on the property out there. We said earlier it's about 7 or 8 acres. He's had some bonfires. He's had some hot dogs. He's had some music out there. He enjoys having people come out. And it's when you get out there, it's a nice, tranquil respite from the rest of the world. You feel like you're in a different country. It's so secluded, and all the puppy dogs are around. So you're having something on Saturday, which is tomorrow, July the 1st. Saturday, July the 1st. What time is it starting, and what are you calling
it,
Bill?
It's starting at 1 o'clock, okay. And it's just our 4th of July, 4th of July party. We have Salty Lazy Dogs playing. We're looking at the weather right now because it's showing... Mm-hmm. Terrible weather for Saturday, and so we might all get wet, but we'll have fun
either way.
Yeah, we'll get wet for an hour and then we dry off.
Get wet a little bit, have a hot dog, listen to some music.
There'll be hot dogs, hamburgers. Bring your pets, bring your kids. Kids can play in the creek, pets can play in the fields.
It's old school fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have old school fun.
I love it. The annual 4th of July cookout, hosted and sponsored by Country Roads Pet Resort. And our buddy Bill, Bill's the owner of Country Roads Pet Resort. Tomorrow, Saturday, July the 1st, it'll start about 1 o'clock. Put in your GPS if you've not been out there. There's no cost to come out.
No cost.
Yeah, just come on out.
We'll have donation jars if you want to.
Of course, we'll have donation jars because we're always trying to raise money for the Wolfie University Foundation, which is a 501c3, and that foundation is trying to do good work to make our community more pet friendly. Bill wants to be the most pet friendly place on the planet. That's his
tagline. Charleston, West Virginia.
Making it happen.
We can do it.
Put in your GPS if you're heading out that way. 173 Foxhound Lane. That's 173 Foxhound Lane, Charleston, 25314. If you're writing that down, Charleston, 25314. It's 173 Foxhound Lane. Stop out there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It'll probably be going on for 2 or 3 hours. Again, bring your puppies. Bring your key cats, bring any, you know, bring family, bring friends, bring the kids out there, get a bite to eat. There's going to be some music. Again, we got about 5 minutes or so left, Bill. I want to ask you a little bit more details about some other services that you provide. You can bring your puppy out there, and that puppy could stay for 5 days, a week. Maybe you go to the beach. Maybe you go to Myrtle Beach for the week, and you board them for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks or even a month. But some people can just, maybe they drop their puppy off and they go to work and they come back at 4 o'clock. So you offer like a daycare, right?
That's a daycare. Yeah. And we do offer daycare. And, you know, your dog gets to come out and play all day with other dogs. And I have dogs go home and their owners call me and say, there's something wrong with my dog. It hasn't woke up in a day. And
you're like,
I always tell them, when was the last time you went to the gym for 8 hours?
So they're tired.
They're tired.
And they love it. So they love it. Like we said earlier at the top, you know, a tired dog is a happy dog, and a happy dog is a tired dog. So
I got a quarter mile driveway that comes down, and as the dogs are hitting the top of the driveway off the road, you can hear them howling. They're ready. They're ready. They want to
get
play.
Out of the car and they get. Again, Bill has. Like an acre or so, like a field, like a fenced in field.
Probably about 3 acres that are fenced in.
You know, there's playhouses in there and things for the dogs to run through. It looks like one of those doggy, what do you call the, not the strongest man, but the Ninja Warriors. You have like Ninja Warrior stuff out in the field for them. They're running through it. It looks like a giant hamster field, but it's for doggies.
Our goal in the next year is to get a swimming pool where the agility thing is. Nice. We're working on it.
Nice.
You know, it's
Bill,
finding labor and finding funds.
You bought this a couple of years ago with a partner. So you guys have done this. You did this in California. You've done it in Nevada. So it's a good model for you guys, right?
Well, he did. Mark did it. Okay. I was pretty much the contractor that ran around and helped them. And he couldn't find nobody to go to West Virginia. So here I am.
I love it.
And I love it here.
We've adopted you know
this
that.
This is the best state I've ever been in. I love it. It's almost as beautiful as California.
Because you're from the Cleveland area. You've been all over the nation. You've been in California. You just mentioned you're a contractor, so you were building houses, and you love doggies. It's obvious that you love dogs.
Yeah.
And so, and here you are. You guys bought this place, and Mark's like, I don't want to go to West Virginia. You go to West Virginia. And Bill's like, I'll go to West Virginia. And that was, you know, like you said, 3 or 4 years ago. And we've adopted you, brother. We love you.
When I came here and seen the mountains, I'm like, I want to be here. This is my spot.
And you're in a good spot out there. You're surrounded by mountains.
Beautiful.
You're surrounded by vegetation.
The foot of the forest.
Yeah. And Kanawha State Forest, folks, we all know how beautiful that is. We got 2 minutes left, Bill. Mention grooming. If you have a groomer that
we do not have a groomer
right
at the
now.
Time,
okay.
But we do baths and stuff. You can drop your dog off for a daycare, pick him up with a bath.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
You can pick him up after boarding and have a bath. Groomers, we've had a couple. We just struggle with finding a groomer.
If you're a groomer,
if you're a groomer, come.
Yeah, Bill. If you're a groomer, give Bill a call.
We need you.
If you like to work with puppies, maybe you're home from college, maybe you're just graduated high school and you're looking for some extra spending money and you love puppies, boy, oh boy, I can guarantee you'll have a blast working at Country Roads Pet Resort. And if you have a pet and you're looking for boarding options and you didn't know where to turn and you're getting ready to go to the beach for a week, you don't know what to do with Stumper or Spot or whatever your puppy's name is, give Country Roads Pet Resort a spot. Bill can take care of them. 304-989-2393. And just as a reminder, tomorrow at 1 o'clock out at the Country Roads Pet Resort, 173 Foxhound Lane, Charleston, 25314. They're going to have a little cookout, a little 4th of July cookout, celebrating America's birthday, celebrating puppies, celebrating kitty cats, celebrating everything that America is, hot dogs and drinks and music. give them a call or just stop by. No charge to come out there to the Country Roads Pet Resort, Cook Day, July the 1st. Starts about 1 o'clock. Bill, do you have a parting shot for the audience? We appreciate you stopping by on a busy day from taking care of the puppies. Do you have a parting shot for the
folks? I just want to see Charleston help us make Charleston the most pet-friendliest place on the planet. And on your way to the regatta tomorrow, or Saturday, stop by.
Yeah, I hear
you. I'll give you a free hot dog, free hamburger, let your dog run. Let your kids play.
Folks, I don't know that it gets any better than that. Bill, we appreciate you. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me,
buddy. Keep doing the good work. And when we return, we'll be talking to my boy Adam Harrison. Adam is in charge of the Sternwheel Slamboree, is what he's calling it. Slamboree. I believe it's 7 wrestling matches at City Park tomorrow. I don't know a lot about it. I just know it sounds like a hoot. And Adam knows all. And he's gonna be with us next and talk about the Sternwheel Regatta Slamboree, and I will be right back.